CLX mobile.
Monitoring. 6 CLX, I believe, KB4 CBA. Name here is David, and good afternoon.
KB4 CBA, N6 CLX. Name here is Mike. I think I've heard you on here before, but maybe we've just never talked.
I think I would have remembered your call. It's rather interesting. but anyway, so what are you up to this evening?
I fled the office over here in Spartanburg so I can drive on home to Greer.
Well, how is traffic? I guess are you on Wade Hampton?
No, I'm on 85 business, headed to 85, and I'm in the Greenville County side of Greer, but off of Pelham, so I just take 14 down to Pelham, Batesville. Live in that subdivision right down there.
Well, I live over in Taylor's off of Rutherford Road, right at Wade Hampton Boulevard. I tell you, the traffic turning left on off of Rutherford onto Wade Hampton is just unreal. Backed up almost down to the bottom of the hill. Oh, I tell you, this light doesn't stay green long enough. I think it only stays green about 30 seconds. And then, of course, for Wade Hampton, it's green like 3 minutes or something.
This little area here on 85 between, I can't remember what road that is, but it's just past 26 going north. I don't know, this repeater just starts picket fencing really bad.
Well, you know, FM's line of sight, so something's probably blocking the signal. I have Paris Mountain between me and the repeater. And it's a pretty big chunk of dirt. But I can hit it at the house. I've got a little J-pole, and I can hit it almost full quieting. And I don't talk on 2 meters much when I'm at home. I'm usually on HF.
And I haven't been on HF. I started this job in January, got laid off the old job in November. Since I started this job in commuting rather than working from home, it's really cut into my HF time, can I tell you?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm retired, and I play tennis a lot, and but during the day, in early evening, but when I get on HF, when I get home, see what's going on, and I think there's a contest this weekend, so see what that's all about. Well, it looks like it's going to take me 3 red lights to get through this in one intersection. Oh well, it's not like I'm in a hurry. I'm just going to Lowe's over in Greer.
I guess it's the not the food store, the big box, everything for the house store, Lowe's Home Improvement. That's what I'm looking for over on Wade Hampton.
Call it the antenna store, because you can just about buy everything you need there to make an antenna.
Good point. You can. Copper pipe, tubing, wire. Yeah, you could. Everything's there. You could find everything there to make your own tower, too, if you wanted.
How about the fence, railing, I guess you'd call it, that you would normally run at the top of a chain link fence, and I don't know, it's about 10 feet long, and I was going to use it for a mast, but I'm in a HOA, so I bought a Carolina Wyndham, and it put it up in the tree so you can't even see it. And it does a great job. I love that antenna.
I'm in an HOA, too. Luckily, the backyard's all trees with the river behind that, so I got no one in the backyard, so I put up a off-center fed dipole. I got it at the HRO, and I got the one for 80 meters, down to 80 meters. I just could not fit the 160 in that yard. I probably could if I started making some corners, but I don't think the match would be too good.
Cut four trees in a row right on the back of the lot, and so it works out real good. And Bill in, oh gosh, his call just left me. Anyway, N4IQ came over and shot it up in the trees for me. And it's been working great. So, I stay on sideband phone most of the time.
Nice to hang out. I've got 3HF rig, 6-meter rig I'm trying to rebuild. I'm an oldie. This is my original call from California. I got my ticket originally in 79, so I was right at the point where you could go both ways, semiconductor and tube. Since tube equipment is so cheap on eBay, I kind of like to buy it and fix it.
Well, I bought, I got my ticket in 82, and I bought a 7300. Let's see, in July, it'll be 3 years ago. And I tell you, I just love that radio. And I can't imagine really ever parting with it. I don't think I'll ever need anything else.
I was wondering when the 10 minutes was going to be up. I was going to ID on the next one, so cool. There you go, N6CLX. Yeah, I was handed by a friend a Swan 700F back in the 90s. He got it from a friend. It came with no power supply, so I had to build a power supply for it. Then it had some problems. I set it aside. Tree in the back got hit by lightning. Long story short, State Farm bought me a Kenwood TS. It's been a long week and a long day. Anyway, it's the 90s version of the TS. Or, I want to say 470, whatever it is. That's my main radio. I love that radio. But I got the Swan working, and a buddy of mine sold me cheap a Yaesu 901.
I'm out of there early, but anyway, KV4CBA. I thought about getting an amp for the 7300. I'm not really sure. I'd have to talk to Bill. I bought the antenna, the Wyndham, from Bill, and I'd have to ask him how many watts it can handle. But then I would have to have a tuner, a separate tuner, and the 7300 already has a tuner built in, so I don't know. And I seem to be doing pretty well with 100 watts, so I mean, I've talked into Russia, and it's about, I think it was around 6,600 miles from my location. It's not too bad on a wire. So I can't remember if it was just 20 or 40 meters. It's probably 40.
Yeah, you never know where you're going to find when you get on there what the propagation is going to do for you.
And even 2 meters, we had a band opening a week or two ago, and some guy was talking, hitting a repeater from somewhere south of Atlanta. I can't remember the name of the town, and that's kind of rare. But anyway, you just never know what's going to happen.
That's what makes the hobby fun. Years, and well, we moved up here in 07 from the New Orleans area. Lived down there for, I don't know, 16 years. Wife was born and raised down there. I remember one year, one morning, I was talking to a guy in Texas as I was going across the Lake Pontchartrain. That was pretty cool.
Living in New Orleans, I think that would be an interesting place to live.
Fun, man. I loved it. Great food. Always something going on. But Katrina just did it for both of us. My wife and I just, like, we've had it with the dang hurricane. Said, nope, this place is just downhill. You know, when it was rebuilding, we had to get out.
I saw some of the damage it did, but I never went down there. But gosh, I can't imagine. I saw Charleston after Hugo hit. We had just moved back. See, it hit in '89, and we moved back in '87, '88. I can't remember. So anyway, then we had some friends down there. We took them a generator because they had a catering business, and they had a lot of food that was going to go bad if they didn't have a generator to run their freezer and refrigerators. But man, I tell you, the damage started in Columbia, and I was just grateful that it didn't hit Greenville. When it got to past Columbia, it turned and went due north. But if it stayed on the path, it was going right up 26, and it would have come right through Greenville. And it tore Charlotte up pretty good, too. And they tracked that storm all the way to the Canadian border.
Amazing thing. Our house didn't get damaged. We live on the North Shore. But that's not... To live on the North Shore doesn't mean you're not going to get damaged. The house my wife grew up in was just a couple miles south of our house. And they had water up to the ceilings.
Imagine. Wow. Well, I remember driving down Lockwood Boulevard in Charleston, and when we lived down there 2.5 years, and I can remember at high tide, if it was raining, gotten a good bit of rain, sometimes Lockwood would flood, and you'd actually see little waves coming over the road, and they'd have it blocked off at a certain spot, you know, because it would just be dangerous to drive through. But to drive down Lockwood after Hugo and see a huge, I'm talking gigantic, sailboat just laying there in the middle of the road, that was some sight to see. And we had just bought a video camera, so we were videoing everything. It was something else. All right, well, I'm sitting in front of Lowe's here. I'm going to go in here and see what kind of trouble I can get into. And you be careful on the drive home. Good to talk with you, and I'll clear out here after your final. Have a good one. 73s, and have a good weekend. KV4CBA.
CBA, N6CLX. Good talking to you, Dave. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon. I just got off on the exit for 14, so I'm almost home. Go have fun buying whatever you got to buy. Hopefully it's an antenna stuff. Tell you one more story. During Katrina, I was taking a break from cutting a tree and laid in the grass in the front yard, looked up and watched the C-140s refueling the helicopters that were doing the rescues in New Orleans. That was wild. N6CLX, I'll be here.
I just seen that. Yeah, that's one thing I miss about Charleston is the watch. They had the, when we lived down there, they had the C-130s and the C-141s at the airbase. And they all, when they heard Hugo was going to hit, they all took off, and I don't know where they went, but they got the heck out of Charleston. They didn't want their planes to get damaged. But anyway, it was a sight to see. 73's KV4CBA.
73's N6CLX.
BA KO4LAL